I'd like to call to order the regular meeting of the Madison Plains Board of Education. If you call roll, please.
Mrs. Cooley?
Here.
Mr. Dodds?
Here.
Mr. Buds?
Here.
Mr. Hunter?
Here.
Mr. Morlock?
Present.
Mr. Detweiler and I are present.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
We'll go to our first section, public communication. Do we have anyone here that wants to speak this evening? There's no names on the board. Just want to double check. Raise your hand, show your hands. Nope. We'll move to board work session. Does anybody have anything for the board work session before we go to our speaker? Okay, we will first hear from Don Swanger, an update on tolls programs and preview of next year.
Well, I'm handing these out. These are pretty much what we've done this year, and with a bit of a plan for next year. Don't get excited because the color changes. Some of them came out pink. Someone came out black. But what I did want to ask, at previous meetings, I have given you the reports that I get as part of our board meeting from, the administrative staff, and our meeting for tolls is tomorrow night. What I want to know is, I know that that gets a little bit long and drawn out. Do you want me to keep giving you those, or would you rather skip that? This is your choice.
You can give us the information, that's fine. So, I mean, yeah, we'll look, yeah, absolutely, give us the information.
Okay, I will keep printing those out. It's a lot easier. I don't have to pick and choose what I'm going to give you. I can give you the full report, and you can see what's going on. And if you don't like that part, skip it.
You don't need to print them out. Just email them over, and we'll be fine. I don't need printouts.
Oh, okay. I never gave that a thought. I am not the greatest computer savvy person in the world. And,
if you want to get it, the biggie,
I have a tendency to miss out on emails and all of that stuff. But yeah, that's not a bad idea. I can pull that out, I believe, and email that just that
send it to Vicki
section.
She'll send it to us, or have somebody at Toll send it to Vicki.
Okay.
If you want.
Yeah, we can do that.
Sure.
Sounds good.
Okay.
Thank you. That'll save me time and that'll save both schools money.
Right.
Okay. The paper that you have in front of you is kind of a synopsis of what we've done this year as far as our goals are concerned, and it laps over into next year. I'm not necessarily going to follow this right down the line, but I can tell you, start up there, one of them says IT Academy. This is a business program. It's a satellite program that we have in conjunction with, and I like this because it's with Dublin City Schools, Dublin City. It's a business program. It's also with Columbus State University, and it's also with Dublin City Businesses. These groups are all involved in that program, and of course, tolls is, we're kind of 11th and 12th grade of that. It is a career academy, and essentially what it is it's K-12 career awareness that we're starting in kindergarten, and even in some cases pre-kindergarten, depending on what kids are available in the Dublin City Schools. But it seems to be a good program. And then the last 2 years of it, which we intend to start in 15-16, this coming year, there will be a program at Toll's for these kids to get involved in and look into much greater depth careers, whether they're involved in Toll's as a career tech student or whether they're still back at Dublin in their regular classroom. The next one that's on there, this one you've heard about, not going to spend much time on it. This is a Ram Tech program. We got $1.5 million from a straight A fund. The total grant was $15 million. This is going to fund equipment for 9 schools across the state of Ohio in order to bring the level of manufacturing up and to be able to train people for jobs so that hopefully we will increase the job market in the state of Ohio. What we intend to do with this, the equipment is just now coming in. We're getting it installed at Toll's. We will have an adult program next year in advanced manufacturing and logistics. The high school program will be totally dependent on number of kids that sign up. If we've got enough kids to run a program in logistics or advanced manufacturing, that'll be there. I know that our engineering tech program will still be in place for next year, but this is in addition to that. Middle school programs. We started last year. Jonathan Alder was 7th and 8th grade engineering. The program has worked very well. That is being expanded for next year, 15-16, to 9th grade, actually 9th grade through 9th and 10th grade will be able to do that. West Jefferson is picking up a logistics program for 7th and 8th graders that will be satellited out of Toll's. And Fairbanks is putting in an ag STEM program. Essentially what they're doing, they're taking their vocational agriculture program, or not vocational agriculture, agriculture career and technical program. I'll get that right one of these days. I'm old school, please forgive me. But they are taking that program down into the 7th and the 8th grade, so that those kids will start getting training a little bit sooner than they have been in the past. But what we've got to do, of course, our idea with this, Governor Kasich's idea with this, is if we're going to expand the job market in the state of Ohio, two things have to happen. Number one, we've got to have an economy that is open to businesses coming in. And secondly, you've got to have trained people. If the community has trained people for the jobs, the businesses will move in. And this is what we're trying to do. That's the whole idea behind $15 million just for Ramtech, and that's simply, or that's strictly manufacturing. That's just one part. We've still got all the crafts. Electric, plumbing, automotive, cosmetology, all the health programs, vet physiology, animal grooming, you name it. We've got 22 programs at Toll's. We're planning on expanding those. Some of those, there'll be more than 22 programs next year because of the satellites that we have. I also heard of another program just recently that is talking about environmental program. And possibly bringing in some training in wind technology. I don't know a whole lot about that, but it tweaked my interest when I heard it today, and I'm going to find out more about it because I want to see what would happen. I think it's nothing be greater than to look out here in the field and see a big wind turbine out there and to have a satellite program at Madison Plains for the training of people to operate and run those things. So that's another possibility coming up. The other thing that I've got on there is career connections, and that's the sheet that I didn't hand out yet. but this is through Madison County. It's a career readiness program. I think those are all the same. I'll start with Dave. You can take them, take one and send her down. This is a program that's been put together through it involves all the associate schools in Madison County, including Tolles, which means that it also involves Fairbanks, Dublin, and Hilliard, and so on. Johnson, Alder, West Jeff. It's part of the Ohio Means Jobs program, school-to-work program, and it's a career readiness program that if the kids go through this, and as you can see, there's quite a bit to it. The good part is it gets these kids ready to go out and interview for a job, to have a resume, to be able to present themselves and put their best foot forward. There's a lot involved to it, but what's really nice is when they finish up with this, they get a certificate that says they have completed this career readiness program. And secondly, every kid that finishes this is guaranteed through the businesses that are involved in this of an interview. So if the kids decide they want to put in the work, not only will it benefit them in wherever they are guaranteed an interview, but it'll also benefit them where they don't have a guaranteed interview and maybe give them a leg up. This is the whole idea behind the idea of goals and lifting kids to a higher level of career. And I think, because I got something on the back of this. I don't know why I'm thinking there's five things and there are five things. Bear with me. Nope, that's the workforce readiness. I got them all. Hey, how about that?
Thank you. Yes, you are. You still have 4 minutes. You're good.
Well,
wow. No.
Would you
like to see my new
cupcakes?
Thank you for the information.
That's all I have. If you have any questions, please feel free to call. Check your emails.
Yep.
Thank you.
Sure. No problem.
Appreciate the idea, and we will get that done.
Thank you.
That's all I have for tonight. I just want to tag off of Don there.
Stay where you are. We're going to ask Mr. Detweiler.
The middle school career tech, we evaluated that this year. We've talked about it at several different levels, but our focus for next year was on our core. We didn't want to expand into new areas. We wanted to focus on the improvements that we've already got in place and we're trying to make for next year. Then we'll consider it for the 17 school year. The workforce readiness credentialing program, we are a partner with that now. So our responsibility is to provide information for verification for the credentialing. We'll do that.
Yeah.
Tim and I get together every once in a while and solve problems in the community, state, national, whatever.
Good.
I'm not going to ask how we're doing because I already have a pretty good idea, but we definitely try.
Thank you, Don.
And with you folks up here, we're going to get that job done. Our kids are as good or better than any kids anywhere in the world. They deserve the best thing to get.
Stay right there, because Mr. Detweiler does have something that he'd like to present to you.
Oh, you do?
Yes. I need to stand right there.
Do I need to duck?
I'd like to read Don Swanger, a member of the Madison Plains Local Schools Board and Tolles Career Technical Center School Boards, was presented from the Ohio School Board Association Award of Achievement at their Association's Regional Spring Conference on Wednesday, March the 11th. The Award of Achievement is given to school board members in recognition of their commitment to training and leadership activities on the Boards of Education and region and statewide OSB activities. For that, Don, we are very much appreciative. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. That's very much appreciated. I put in a lot of work that sometimes I wonder whether I'm getting anything accomplished for it, but I certainly hope so because I still think our kids are the greatest and I want the best for them.
Thank you.
And that award actually comes from the fact that I do a tremendous amount of training through the Ohio School Board Association, and it doesn't always make me any smarter than anybody else, but at least when somebody's talking about something related to education, I know what they're talking about. And that makes me feel good. But again, thank you. Thank you very much for the appreciation.
Thank you. Thank you for all the work you do. We appreciate it. Tim, I'm going to leave it with you. For...
I'd just like to read a tribute to Harry Tolles, who was the spearheaded and founder of Tolles Career Technical Center. I'll just read this real quick. Madison Lakes Board of Education will pay special tribute tonight to Mr. Tolles, the former educator and namesake of Tolles Career Technical Center, who recently passed away after a battle with cancer. He was 84. Since the Tolles School's inception and successful opening in 1976, 2,024 Madison Plains students have enrolled in the various programs it offers. Tolles has served as a great benefit to the education of our students and ability to prepare them to be equipped with the necessary skills to be ready for a future career or post-secondary schooling. The Madison Plains Board and its administration are deeply grateful for the profound impact Mr. Tolles had on our community and surrounding area. He will be missed. I'd like if we could have just a few moments of silence and recognition of Mr. Tolles. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Tim, if I could just collect on one or two more of my notes.
Use your other 4 minutes. I'm sorry. Just a minute.
Harry Tolles came about in 1975-76. Harry Tolles was down here at Madison Plains in 1972, came to the Madison Plains FFA banquet, and that was the kickoff for Tolles Career and Technical Center in this community. And essentially, the vote, for those of you that don't know, even though Dublin and Hilliard, Fairbanks, West Jeff, London, all of those school districts were involved, the carrying votes for Tolles Career and Technical Center came from the Madison Plains School District. And I've always been extremely proud of what Harry was able to do with that, and the fact that he got that thing through. And it took a bunch of people out here in a farm community to make that thing fly.
Thank you.
All I
got. Thank you, Don. Thank you. We appreciate that. We are going to move on to the approval of board minutes, Section D.
Madam President, I move that the minutes of the February 17th 2015 meeting be approved as written.
I'll second that.
Discussion? Call roll, please.
Mr. Morlock?
Yes.
Mr. Dodds?
Yes.
Mr. Butts?
Yes.
Mr. Hunter?
Yes.
Mrs. Cooley?
Yes.
Motion carries 5-0.
We will now turn it over to our financial Treasurer's Report. Mr. Mustine, it's all yours.
Thank you, Mrs. Cooley. Mm-hmm. I don't have much. What I do want to point out is that as we talk about climbing back up with our cash position, we climbed at a bit of a stronger rate, greater climb increase than what we expected to. The orange line at the bottom and the red line right above that, the orange line at the bottom is our expected, the red line above that is where we actually are. So you can see that we're doing better than what we thought we were going to be doing as far as our cash position goes right now. And that's in a large part to the real estate tax collections and the fact that the governor hasn't taken any money away from us yet. So.
So now you tell me.
Yeah. So other than that, I don't have anything extraordinary or out of the ordinary. So that's all I have. Thank you.
Thank you. We'll move to Section F.
Madam President, I move that upon the recommendation of Treasurer, the February 2015 financial statements be accepted as presented.
I'll second.
Discussion? Call roll, please.
Mr. Dodds?
Yes.
Mr. Butts?
Yes.
Mr. Hunter?
Yes.
Mr. Morlock?
Yes.
Mrs. Cooley?
Yes.
Motion carries 5-0.
Okay, we will now move to Section G, Superintendent's Report. Mr. Detweiler?
The first item that we'll look at is the school calendar. It was presented last month for public discussion. We did receive some comments and considered those. At this point, the recommendation is to present and ask for approval of the calendar as we presented last month. We did look at spring break. For various reasons, it did not make sense. So we are going to leave it as it was presented with the 3-2 split.
3-1.
Other than that, everything else is the same. Nothing's changed. So I would ask for approval of that in a moment. The school day. Okay, this was also discussed and reviewed last week. The presentation that was made in the previous regular board meeting talked about modifying the school day for next year, and we had a pretty radical change presented. We actually had a start and stop time for the high school and for the elementary. We had an earlier start time for the high school, later end time for the elementary. We got a lot of feedback on that. We had everything from babysitting issues to they liked the fact that they, being the parents, that their children were riding on the same bus with their older siblings, getting home at the same time. And we did listen. I want to make that clear that the whole point of this exercise was to propose a schedule that's different than what we currently have, get feedback. This school district is the community school district. It's not mine. It's not just this board. It's the communities. And when we get that feedback, we listen. So the proposal that I'll be putting out tonight, not for your approval, the calendar will take care of that, but that we're going to put in place for next year, is the same start and stop time for all buildings in the campus. 7:45 is the start time. 2:50 is the end time. Okay. You can see that reduces from a 6.83 hours per day to 6.58. That's still a rather long day for the elementary, but it shortened the high school quite a bit compared to other districts. So we're trying to find that sweet spot where other districts have, and I'll call it the benefit, on a two-tier system, they can have a much shorter day for elementary and a longer day for high school, or the reverse of that. When you stay on one tier, it's much more difficult to do that. At this point, the recommendation is going to be that we go 7:45 to 2:50. How can we do that? Well, the easiest thing for us in looking at this, and that's actually a suggestion from some of the administrators, is breakfast time. Our busing, when the buses leave in the morning, is driven by serving breakfast before school. Okay? So if you allow 20 minutes for the kids to eat breakfast, then you're picking kids up 20 minutes earlier than you would if you didn't serve breakfast. So how do you solve that puzzle of we want to provide breakfast, but we don't want to have to pick kids up at 5:30 in the morning? Our solution is we will be serving breakfast during first period. Okay, that's at the high school and the junior high. Now on this end of campus, first 15 minutes will be allocated for breakfast. In other words, there won't be instruction during that time. So it does solve one of our issues when everybody says that the school day for the elementary kids is just too long. Well, we've taken 15 minutes of that and allocated it for breakfast. So now, instead of 20 minutes before school for busing, that 20 minutes is happening during the school day. Buses don't have to pick kids up at 5:30, for example. They can pick them up at 5:50. So we've actually changed the time kids have to get ready to get on the bus in the morning, but we haven't dramatically changed the school day. So we went to that 7:45, which was 5 minutes earlier than where we're at now, to 2:50, which is 20 minutes earlier as far as release time. That also helps us at the end of the day for our extracurriculars, getting them there on time as well. So this schedule works very well for next year, solves a lot of issues. One of the biggest ones is, and I really don't want the elementary intermediate principals to talk about this, because they'll probably yell when they do, but coverage of the gymnasium in the morning when the entire elementary and intermediate student populations are in that gym, waiting basically to be released to go to their classes. Now they'll come to school, get their brown bag lunch or breakfast, and go straight to their class. So no longer will we have this coverage issue in here. So maybe rousing cheer is appropriate. The aides that currently work in there now will be working with, let's get the breakfast to the kids and get everything ridded up after they eat, those types of things. So it's not a decrease or an increase in cost, it's just a shift of those resources. But now the kids are not sitting for a half hour waiting for school to start once they get here. So we think it's going to be a great coup for the kids at this end of campus. High school, I think it's going to work out great because they can get their brown bag breakfast and start eating, and they can start right in on the classes because they're of an age when they can do that. So we think this is going to be a great situation. The other piece to this, I heard a lot of comments from folks that we need to do more research, and I don't disagree, before we make a dramatic change like two-tier busing. So the commitment that we as an administration are going to make from now through next March, we are going to do a survey of the students and parents that are open enrolled to non-Madison Plain schools. Those 150 kids we talked about, we're going to survey those people and see, why are you going to other school districts? Is this the primary factor, or is it our academics, or is it our athletics? Which will help us kind of focus in on what we really need to improve to draw those kids back. Because again, we talked about 150 students, you're getting pushing $750,000 that are going somewhere else, and we want it back here. Okay. We're also going to evaluate the routes that our buses are taking, and to do that, we need a better software, and we'll be talking about that as well. Our current software, I think I called it a manual software, because really you're manually putting everything in, so it's not thinking for us at all. We need to get better software so we can route these trips in real time. And last but not least, we're going to discuss solutions with our parents and community in regards to two-tier busing, and talk to other school districts, target schools, as to how they're dealing with issues like babysitting, because that was one of the biggest concerns we heard. Country school babysitting is difficult. You have to take your child somewhere else, and nobody's close to anybody. So we recognize that. We want to talk to other districts and see how they're doing that. Because again, I will point out, like I did before this was ever presented, and Todd has pointed out several times, 2018, this district is scheduled to go in the red. So we basically have next year in 17 that we're in the black, and we have to start looking at ways that we can run more efficiently and save some dollars. So this is not going away. In 2017, it's going to be up for evaluation again, and we will do this homework between now and then. Okay. So that will be the schedule for next year. And then, any questions on the calendar or the daily schedule?
I don't have any questions. Okay.
The last item I have, and RP will flow, the organizational chart. The 2016 proposed organizational chart. One of the comments that I got on the blog, and again, the blog, impact, a public hearing, emails, the communication from us to the community and back to us was very impressive throughout this process. So, kudos to the people that helped. Joe setting up the blog, those type of things, made it where we had instant feedback and a lot of it. So that helped with that end of it. But one of the comments I got was, why are we fixing something that's not broken? Well, and I've said to the board many times, you didn't hire me to just grab a hold of the reins and hold on. It was, you want us to look at evaluating how we can operate more efficiently. And that means change. And sometimes it's change that people don't expect. Sometimes it's people say, I knew you were going to do that someday. Well, that day is now. Okay. For next year, my proposed organizational chart, and I say my, this was the creation of several months of communication with the administration, talking about how can we make this thing work, getting their feedback. I basically said, if you got a blank slate, well, how would we operate more efficiently? Okay. We currently have four principals operating four unique buildings. My proposal is to have two principals operating four unique buildings. Okay? Each of those principals will have an assistant principal under them. Currently, we have no assistant principals. Okay? So you have a principal, and that's who's running your building. Here, we're going to go to a 712 K6 principals with an assistant under each. The other change is currently the athletic director reports directly to me. Okay? I'm proposing the athletic director report directly to the high school, or the 712 principal in this case. Okay? Again, they work hand in hand, their offices are next door to each other, it just makes sense. So for tonight, the only recommendation I have for 2016 are those changes. And again, this is not Tim saying this is what should happen. This is a combination of my thoughts as well as the administration. And I think this will help us in several ways. Most of you may or may not know, but we currently share staff and resources between the buildings right now. This will make it where the principal has more ability to share those resources, because 7 through 12, whoever the principal is, will decide who's going where and when. Okay? No longer will you have two principals talking about it. Maybe one doesn't want to do something, the other one wants. So you have one making those decisions. We would definitely have better building coverage, again, for the same reason. One principal will be deciding, okay, I want this assistant to go do this, instead of just being there by themselves. And I can tell you that all the principals have communicated to me at different times that coverage in their building is difficult. They help each other currently. But again, if this principal's busy on something they're focused on, then they have to be there. So it's very inflexible right now. Most folks will say, well, is there a dollar savings? There minimally will be. That's not the focus of why we're making this change. And those are the reasons why I feel we need to make this change. Any questions from the board on those proposed changes?
I don't have any. No.
And again, just like on the school day, we may have additional changes and thoughts for next year as we get into next year. So for 17, we may make additional changes.
You may identify different things you didn't know were issues
right.
before.
Absolutely.
Opportunities.
Right.
Okay.
Is that? And now I would like to ask Mr. Mason to come up, and he has some information I think he is timely for me to share with you guys. So he's got 10 minutes, and we'll put the egg timer on.
Yeah, I'll put the timer on.
Everybody the same.
All right, hello. There's folders coming around there. I'll wait just a second so everybody has it in front of them. But in the last couple weeks, Mr. Detweiler, myself, Todd, Joe, Larry, we've all gotten together, and we realize there's some things we need to improve, and that is what I'm presenting here today. I think there's the next one. But anyway, there on the front, you'll see the recommendation, and we will go through them all here in just a second. If you have any questions, obviously, some of myself will answer for you, but that's what the front cover page is. It's just a total overhaul of what I'm going to speak on here. The first one, as you see, is field house doors. What we're talking about is removing the big garage door that's currently in the weight room and making that actually a set of double doors to go in and out of. Because right now, you know, we have to go, it's track season, obviously, so you have to go through the track locker room to get into the weight room, and it's just kind of not very flow conducive for coaches who are in there doing their thing and athletes are changing, getting ready for practice. There needs to be a set way to get in and out of the weight room, and that's what that proposal is. And as you can see there, K&M Renovation, they were the most cost-effective bid for the district, and so that's their bid. The second part, and this is kind of a big one, meeting with Mr. Detweiler, we both agree that the warning track on the baseball field, or should I say the lack of a warning track on the baseball field, is an eyesore. Not only for our players, but also for the traffic going up and down 38. You know, you see that, you see where there used to be one that hasn't been maintained for, you know, my understanding is over a decade, and it's just grown through. You can see where it was. It's bad. It needs removed and redone. We were able to secure two bids one from Downing Lawn Care, and the other from Allscapes. As you see, they both gave multiple options. The most expensive option is tearing it all up, coming back in with a base of, say, 57 gravel, then a few inches of brick dust. Now, brick dust looks really nice, and it's a very cool product. Just out here, the wind, it ends up in our neighbor's yard. It doesn't sit, it blows away. So it looks nice for about 2 years and it's gone. So what we had to do is come up with something different. One bid from Allscapes was basically concrete sand. It's not bad, you know, it'd pack in, it'd look all right. Not a bad thing. Downing Lawn Care went with a limestone product, the limestone shade food actually. And they can kind of get a color of it that will match brick dust a little bit. So as you can see there, my recommendation is to go with Downing Lawn Care in bid number two, if you look on their sheet. Bid number one, just it would be nice, but we're not built for that at Madison Plains. Just the wind coming across here, it wouldn't last. Next aspect that we're talking about, if you look, is the safety fence top cap. That's, if you look out there right now, we have ADS drainage tile on the back of our baseball fence. And it's very old, very faded, and very cracked. And it served its purpose about 5 years ago. It needs replaced. The product you see is on page two there. Is really the only product out there for this. It has a 25-year warranty. This company was the most cost-effective we could find with that kind of warranty. We priced it out for both fields, softball and baseball, and that is the total cost on there. Installation is also included, if you look for that product, in Downing Lawn Care's bid. So in that $9,300 includes installing the safety cap for both fields. So that is on there as well. Next, and I will, I'll hit on it, and Mr. Detweiler, if you want to expand on it maybe a little bit. We met, and as you all know, we have a parking dilemma down at the baseball, softball area. There's nowhere, especially not the weight rooms there. Track's in season, baseball game's going on, softball game's going on. Lacrosse club's practicing, junior high baseball and softball are practicing. You can't move down there. There's nowhere. So, one of the things we talked about was the need for extra parking. Also, right after school, buses have a very tight turnaround. So this really goes hand in hand with the whole school district. So what we did was we mapped out an area. You know, we would like to see gravel on beyond the current blacktop space down there to add quite a bit more parking. So we called in Brian Davis. Most of you know Brian. Brian came in, kind of laid it out with us on what it would take. So that is on the stone bid there. I typed up Melvin Stone because two reasons. They sent us a bid with their trucking. I worked through Brian to go with a gentleman named Marty Dick, who I know well. Melvin Stone wanted $10 to truck it. Marty will do it for $6.50. So that cut us like $700 off the cost by going with Marty over Melvin Stone. So that's why I don't have theirs on their official letterhead and all that stuff. But their price for the stone was by far cheaper. So I still say we buy a stone off them, but go with somebody such as, you know, Mr. Dick to do the trucking for us. Because all they're doing is coming and dumping. We, as Madison Plains, are doing the spreading of it and installation. But as you see, there's a second quote there from, I've never dealt with Martin Marietta, but they're out of Cedarville. They were the next closest group to go with on the bid. As you can see there at the bid, it was right at $900 higher, $800-something. So I'll stop there, because that's what has to do with the money, I guess is the best way to say it. So does anybody have any questions for Tim or I? I know there's a lot I just talked about real quick. So
I can touch on a couple things real quick.
Yeah.
Just to add on. The fieldhouse weight room doors, we had anticipated replacing all the doors on that facility because they've all been repaired so many times. I know we talked about that briefly. We're going to push those into next fiscal year other than this door, set of doors. This is affecting academics right now because we do have a weightlifting class down there during the day. You know, getting in is a hassle. The kids going in and out, you open and close that garage door, we need doors there. So this is one that we felt we just couldn't wait on, that's why it's in there now. This came about, and I'll just throw it out there. I went to Matt and I said, as you come down 38, we've done so much to improve how we look as a campus. And then you come to our baseball field. And the tile looks horrendous. The warning track looks really bad. The fence looks good because it's fairly new. But we need to reinvest in that program. Again, I've talked a lot about increasing enrollment, doing things that attract people as they come here. Signage is going up tomorrow on the street. We got signs on the building, people saying things are looking good. But we have to show across the board that we're investing in this school. That's why I went to Matt and said, we need to do something down here on this baseball field. At one time, that was by far our longest running best athletic program. And that's, I want us to get back there, and that starts with improving the facilities, improving the coaching, all those things. The parking lot renovation, that's like phase one. I want to make sure you understand that. We're expanding with gravel for now. We've talked about shaving off that hillside beyond the pole barn that sits back there and leveling that off so we can add parking there, not only for football, peewee football, but baseball, turnaround for buses. We need to get that done. Mm-hmm. So that's why this is coming up now. Another piece is we have already budget funds for district site improvements. That's within our budget. And so this is part of that. It's not an increase to what we estimated in our budget. So that's why we're not asking you to, you know, increase appropriations or anything like that tonight.
Yeah, and just touch, we've already currently, if you go down there, we've redone the visitors' dugouts on both baseball and softball interiorly and with paint. We've done the concession stand down there. We've redid the drop ceiling in the girls' softball locker room and the coach's office down there. We've repainted the walls interiorly. It's really coming together really nice. And this is just the next piece that'll really make it shine. Okay. Anybody got anything about that before I go to these last two proposals here in the back? Okay. Now this is absolutely just a proposal. I am going to meet with the band and the Scholastic Boosters here in the next, hopefully, week and present this. But I have sent this to both of them. So they all have it. Like I said, this is just my proposal to them. Nobody has accepted it yet, but it at least has started the conversation, and it's been a fine conversation to this point. So, if you have any questions, just look over it. So I'll come back to you once I meet with them. But I want to present it here to you tonight. Excuse me. And just have you a chance to look over that before the next meeting. And then
I think we should be very excited that Matt has been able to broach the topic with the groups.
Yeah.
That's been part of the hurdle, is just getting everybody right to sit down and talk. So,
well, I'll thank Mr. Morlock there. He showed up Tuesday night at our booster meeting, and it's always a topic. I mean, everybody knows it. From athletics to band to Scholastic, it's always a conversation. It was a suggestion, you know, because he was asked the question by our booster treasurer, and one of his suggestions was, sit down in a room, figure it out. Well, it was a good suggestion. So we're doing it. Everybody's been on board to this point for the conversation. That's what I want to stress. This is an instance of it's a conversation, but that's it. That's what we're proposing at this time.
Matt, if I can ask, what percentage of the do the athletic boosters get right now from the two concession stands?
Are you talking about during football season?
Yeah.
Zero. And if you see, the biggest help is coming from the Scholastic boosters. If you see that there, they just want a flat fee for their working of game, $250. Which they divvy up between the 10 workers towards their kids' civics trips. So I think that's very fair, and we will definitely do that. And I think it is a net gain for both obviously it's a net gain for the athletic department, and I also feel it's a net gain for the band by taking those funds, and also the athletic department splitting the winter concessions with money. So I think it's a net gain for both departments because of the Scholastic Boosters' willingness to do that for us. So go through that. And then the last one. I come to you on behalf of the Athletic Council that was developed through the guidance of Mr. Detweiler. We met last Wednesday as a council. And obviously, the last meeting, I stood up here, I presented to you where we are financially. I'm thrilled. If you look at the donation section, they're starting to come in. We're getting there. We're chipping this thing away. I truly believe when I stand up here at the end of the fiscal year, we'll be in the black. But we also have to prepare for the future, and we realize we're going to get in the black. We're operating on donations. Best way to say it. So what can you do to fix that? Well, we went through a bunch of different options as a group, and with a unanimous vote Wednesday night, we came up with this suggestion. Now, mind you, this is only the Athletic Council's proposal. Nothing from Mr. Detweiler, nothing from myself. I just wanted you to see it because we bring you what the council proposes. And that's what that is. We've looked at every school district locally, everyone in our league, everyone in our old league. We felt this was a very fair range to be in, if not at the most minimum amount around. So we're looking at anything we can do. But that's what that is. That's what the council put together wanted me to present to you all here. So anybody have any questions for me?
So Matt, does everybody in the league pay?
Every public school. Now, that's a difficult question because technically, no, West Jeff does not. Now, he's explained it a different way. They do it through a school account, and I think school fees sort of a thing. So technically, no, they do not have a pay to participate. London is $50 for high school, $40 for junior high, but no caps. So yes, it is technically $10 less for junior high, but you know, we feel our caps regulate that.
And so this would be the pay to participate for everybody that's subject to the eligibility.
Well, I
policy
come
to, is that I, how you well, qualify that?
No, not necessarily.
No.
This right now, this is a pay to participate for athletes.
Right.
So
because that the eligibility that, policy covers more than athletes.
Right.
So
okay.
Yeah. No. That, so yeah, I'm only coming to you on behalf of
okay.
the athletic council.
I just want to make sure. Okay.
Yes.
That's fine.
Again, we'll consider this proposal from council, and if we want to recommend an action to the board, certainly that will come your way. But I think it's good, Matt, is sharing with you what they're proposing.
Thank you.
Thank you, Matt.
Thank you, Matt. That concludes the report.
Thank you. No unfinished business. We'll move to new business. Section I.
Madam President, I move that upon recommendation of the superintendent, the board approve the first reading of the following board policies, AFC-1, GCM-1, DFA, and DN.
I'll second that.
Discussion?
I will let the board know that the April meeting you will have probably upwards of 12 policies to review. There were several that I needed to double check some things on, even though board policy committee met and looked at them. I don't want to give them to you and then have to change them again the following meeting. So.
Okay. Call roll, please.
Mr. Moorlach?
Yes.
Mr. Dodds?
Yes.
Mr. Hunter?
Yes.
Mr. Hicks?
Yes.
Mrs. Cooley?
Yes.
Motion carries 5-0.
Madam President, I move that upon recommendation of superintendent, the board approve the 2015-2016 school calendar as presented.
I'll second.
Discussion? Call roll, please.
Mr. Dodds?
Yes.
Mr. Butts?
Yes.
Mr. Hunter?
Yes.
Mr. Moorlach?
Yes.
Mrs. Cooley?
Yes.
Motion carries 5-0.
Madam President, I move upon recommendation of the superintendent that the board approve the district administration reorganization for the fiscal year 16 as presented.
I'll second.
Discussion. Call roll, please.
Mr. Moorlach?
Yes.
Mr. Butts?
Yes.
Mr. Hunter?
Yes.
Mr. Dodds?
Yes.
Mrs. Cooley?
Yes.
Motion carries 5-0.
Madam President, I move that upon recommendation of the superintendent, the board employ Larry Gates on a 67-day contract as a bus driver effective February
24th, 2015. Second. Discussion?
Larry's been a sub for us on that route, but now he'll be a regular driver.
Thank you. Call roll, please.
Mr. Dodds?
Yes.
Mrs. Cooley?
Yes.
Mr. Butts?
Yes.
Mr. Hunter?
Yes.
Mr. Morlock?
Yes.
Motion carries 5-0.
Madam President, I move that upon recommendation of superintendent, the board accept the resignation of Amy Rosendahl as 7th and 8th grade boys track coach effective February 25th, 2015.
I'll second.
Discussion?
Amy is resigning as she wanted to cede that position to Mr. Stokes, who she felt could do a better job. So kudos to her.
Call roll, please.
Mr. Dodds?
Yes.
Mr. Butts?
Yes.
Mr. Morlock?
Yes.
Mr. Hunter?
Yes.
Mrs. Cooley?
Yes.
Motion carries 5-0.
Madam President, I move that upon recommendation of superintendent, the board award the following athletic supplemental contracts to be paid in accordance with the adopted negotiated contract for the 2014-2015 school year. That's for Mike Siders as weight room supervisor in the spring and Jeff Stokes as 7th and 8th grade boys track coach.
Second.
Discussion? Call roll, please.
Mr. Dodds?
Yes.
Mr. Morlock?
Yes.
Mr. Hunter?
Yes.
Mr. Butts?
Yes.
Mrs. Cooley?
Yes.
Motion carries 5-0.
Madam President, I move upon recommendation of the superintendent that the board award academic supplemental contracts to be paid in accordance with the adopted negotiated contract at the conclusion of the 2015 negotiations for the 2014-2015 school year for Andrea Smith, Caroline Molnar, Corinne Brewster, and Lisa Weimer.
I'll second that.
Discussion?
Yeah, it's worded a little bit differently because in our supplemental contract schedule, it's called SST, which was the student support team. It's changed. The union has agreed for us to negotiate what that new RTI position looks like and what it should be paid. As soon as that's done through negotiations, then these people will be paid in accordance with that.
Okay. Discussion?
RTI, what does that stand for?
Response to intervention.
Thank you.
Call roll, please.
Mr. Morlock?
Yes.
Mr. Dodds?
Yes.
Mr. Hunter?
Yes.
Mr. Butts?
Yes.
Mrs. Cooley?
Yes.
Motion carries 5-0.
Madam President, I move that upon recommendation of superintendent, the board approve Felicia Groom as a tutor on an as-needed basis effective February 2nd, 2015 for the balance of the 2014-2015 school year.
Second. Discussion?
She's tutoring a student that must be educated from home.
Thank you. Discussion? Any more discussion on that? Call roll, please.
Mr. Dodds?
Yes.
Mrs. Cooley?
Yes.
Mr. Butts?
Yes.
Mr. Hunter?
Yes.
Mr. Morlock?
Yes.
Motion carries 5-0.
Madam President, I move upon recommendation of the superintendent that the board approve a leave of absence for Kim Elliott beginning March 16th, 2015 through March 5th, 2015 due to family health issues.
I'll second.
That was June 5th.
June 5th, I'm sorry. Thank you.
Discussion? Call roll, please.
Mr. Morlock?
Yes.
Mr. Butts?
Yes.
Mr. Hunter?
Yes.
Mr. Dodds?
Yes.
Mrs. Cooley?
Yes.
Motion carries 5-0.
Madam President, I move that upon recommendation of superintendent, the board accept with regret the resignation for the purpose of retirement of Judy Virgoletti, effective at the conclusion of the 2014-2015 school year. Mrs. Virgolette has served the Madison Plains School District for 15 years.
Second. Discussion? Okay, call roll, please.
Mr. Dodds?
Yes.
Mrs. Cooley?
Yes.
Mr. Butts?
Yep.
Mr. Hunter?
Yes.
Mr. Morlock?
Yes.
Motion carries 5-0.
Madam President, I move upon recommendation of the superintendent that the board accept with regret the resignation for the purpose of STRS, disability retirement of Jeff Bean, effective April 1st, 2015. Mr. Bean has served the Madison Plains District for 7 years.
I'll second.
Discussion?
I want to make it clear to the board that this is a retirement, not a resignation, which means his retirement, he is eligible to retain the position for 5 years through STRS. He will be our employee on leave of absence for 5 years.
Any discussion? I don't know what that means. He'll be, explain that a little bit more to me.
S2S disability, when somebody goes on disability through S2S, we are required to retain them as our employee.
Okay.
A leave of absence for 5 years. In other words, if in 3 years he's healthy, mm-hmm. he can return to a position at Madison Plains. Not necessarily his current position.
But a position.
He has okay. a right to it.
Okay. I didn't understand it. Sorry about that. Call roll, please.
Mr. Morlock?
Yes.
Mr. Butts?
Yes.
Mr. Hunter?
Yes.
Mr. Dodds?
Yes.
Mrs. Cooley?
Yes.
Motion carries 5-0.
Okay. We will move on to donations.
Madam President, I move that upon recommendation of superintendent, the board approve the following donations. I'm not going to read all those. Are they on the screen?
No. Sure.
There's about 8, 10 of them. 12.
Okay. Second. Discussion.
I think we really ought to thank Mr. Hansen. This is what the second or third one, at mm-hmm. least in the last couple months, that we've seen.
Yeah.
For,
yes.
And to put, that's just the tip of the iceberg. If you read what that is, that's advanced. He's matching every fundraiser we do, dollar for dollar, between now and July 1, at no cap. So if you see like that $750 from GIFA, that's part of it. You see from Side Effects, that's part of it.
That's great.
It's going to be a lot of money. I mean, he's yeah, and like, you know, I forgot.
Before July.
Yeah.
I'm
sorry. That Wilder asked me to point that out. I'm so sorry. I got to talk about other stuff. Friday night, bingo, high school gym, 7 to 9. Please come out. These guys have been great. PKO, everybody helping us. Please come out. I got sidetracked up there. 5K, everybody can do it. It's a walk too. If you don't want to run, I'm doing it. And so if I do it, you all can do it. I promise you. It's April 18th in Mount Sterling. Then we got three nights with McDonald's lined up where we get 15% of all their gross revenue for 3 hours on those nights. I mean, we've got a lot of really cool things that, and I appreciate consent. Mr. Hansen's going to match dollar for dollar every dollar we bring in. I didn't even expect that $5,000 check. I opened the mail one day and said, hey, this is just to get it kicked off so people know I'm for real. You know, that, and it's amazing. So please come out. First one's Friday night, 7 o'clock, high school gym. Bingo.
We definitely appreciate that. Wow.
I think Kelly's second.
Any more discussion? Call roll, please.
Mr. Dodds?
Yes.
Mrs. Cooley?
Yes.
Mr. Morlock?
Yes.
Mr. Hunter?
Yes.
Mr. Butts?
Yes.
Motion carries 5-0.
Okay, that will conclude our regular meeting, and I move that we enter into executive session at 7:58 p.m. for the purpose of one or more of the following under Ohio Revised Code 121.22G. Section 1, to consider the appointment, employment, dismissal, discipline, promotion, demotion, or compensation of a public employee or official, or the investigation of charges or complaints against a public employee, official, licensee, or regulated individual.
I'll second that.
Call roll, please.
Mrs. Cooley?
Yes.
Mr. Dodds?
Yes.
Mr. Morlock?
Yes.
Mr. Hunter?
Yes.
Mr. Butts?
Yes.
Motion carries 5-0.
Yeah, we'll adjourn our meeting and there will be no action taken. Thank you for coming.